On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm George Adair. We do the show live every Wednesday at noon. Thanks for joining us. It's always a couple of minutes after noon, so don't give up on us if you hear a couple of commercials.
Noon 03-ish.
And often we do stream it on Facebook, so thanks for joining us. If you're checking us on Facebook live or maybe post live, in other words, it was pre-recorded and now you're checking it out. That's why I like having it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's very fun.
It is kind of fun. I'm joined, of course, live in the studio with Michelle, my trusty side companion here who runs the boards and keeps us in line.
Yes.
And we also have another great guest. We'll invite him on in just a minute. He's, of course, Santa Tim, a.k.a. Tim Oxford, local organizer of the SantaTim.org organization. Great, great causes. We're going to talk with him shortly. He's also a local contractor, a friend of mine, that is going to talk with us about how all this tremendously important and valuable rain that we just got is really going to mess with people's lives if they weren't prepared for it.
Yeah.
That's, of course, folks that were recent survivors are dealing with the fires locally here from 1 year ago, and also now up in Paradise, where it's going to be a real mess. But they need it. It's like it's necessary,
tough.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So you know, it's a real struggle of extreme weather that we have to deal with. And Tim's going to talk in the second segment with us about some preparedness for folks and those currently in the midst of construction. And hopefully your contractors prepared you for what is to come if inches and inches of mm-hmm. rain. That's what this show talks about, is real estate and financing and protecting it. We like to get a lot of local folks in here to talk about how the local issues affect things like your mortgage, things like your property taxes and insurance, but also your real estate itself. So, folks, if you want to learn more about us, you can always find us at BayEquityHomeLoans.com. That's where I help people figure out what they qualify for and how to navigate through the sometimes challenging process of obtaining financing, especially if you're dealing with fire issues and trying to figure out what your next steps are. We're still helping people all the time, Michelle, mm-hmm. with answering their questions and figuring out what their next steps are. And it's just a challenge for a lot of people. It's, you know, I know people that are finishing their house, moving in for Thanksgiving. Congratulations to them. But I also know people that still have bare lots, not sure when they're going to get started.
Yeah.
You know, it's really crazy. So Tim will enlighten us on some of that. Hey, I want to bring in Tim Oxford. Hey, Tim, for the folks at Facebook, check it out. There's Tim Oxford. You can't see him. He's wearing camo.
How you doing, George?
All you see is his face. It's camouflage.
Just came in from work.
You did, huh? So you poured some concrete this morning, I heard.
We did, George, up on Crown Hill. It was either make or break with the weather coming in, and we were fortunate to get some trucks up there, and we just put 99 yards down this morning. I'm grateful for the crew that showed up and made it through the rain.
I think we're all slowly becoming more and more experts at the various stages of construction as we really...
I know way more about it now than
yeah,
I
Yeah, but what I don't know is how rain impacts pouring concrete.
Yeah.
What does that do to it?
Well, the fact we're on a hillside, it can actually be disastrous, so we're fortunate to get it in. And with the rains we've got, and again, George, going back to your contractors and being prepared, your contractors, big ticket items and words and comments would be silt fencing, erosion control, wattles, straw, things to protect against this rain we've got. And once the saturation sets in, most often your sites become unworkable until the spring.
And so they become unworkable until the spring, and we're going to get some 20 to 30 inches of rain. Typically, seasonally, that's what we're going to get between now and then. So projects are basically on hold if they haven't been poured already at this point.
A lot of them will be, so that is critical. And due to the rain, which we obviously need really, really bad,
yeah.
It's a double-edged sword this time of year.
Right.
So, again, for those who've been building from last year, and again, so many people are still not in a position to be building right now due to whether it's an insurance issue, a cash flow issue, struggles with getting licensed people who are taking care of them. It's a real struggle for the workforce and even materials. There's a lot of delays on concrete trucks, up to a week at some points.
We'll talk more about some of these things in the second segment. I want to jump right into some of the really important things that you've been doing, which is helping folks through your organization called SantaTim.org. People can go there online. Again, Santa Tim, like Santa Claus, Santa Tim, who actually is a tremendous Santa Claus in this community. I've seen him. He is growing the beard out. You didn't notice.
I did got it going.
Yeah, and you don't put on a fake beard. That's the beard.
This is the real deal, as a matter of fact.
I mean, I wanted to tug it, but you might sock me, and, well, I'm smarter than that.
You don't want to be on the naughty list, George.
You're more than arm's distance away.
We're good, so I can't reach it.
I'm on the other side, so I can't grab you.
If you haven't noticed, Tim Oxford's a big man, but he's also a gentle giant, and he's a great humanitarian. Tell us about SantaTim.org.
George, again, I want to thank you and the radio station 1350 for having us on today. It's a real honor and a pleasure just to talk about the program. This is our 27th year here in Sonoma County.
Wow.
And I'd like to say what I'm real happy to talk about is that this community we live in, we've been faced with a lot of different issues. And our program last year came on right after the fire. So we are all year round.
Yeah.
And we finished up through mid-January. So it affects a lot of people.
Tell me what Santa Tim's current mission is, given the strife of our community. You know, you historically have helped people in so many ways, but I have to imagine your focus did narrow a bit a year ago. Tell us what you're doing.
It did, George. We have reaching out to a lot more individuals this year and last year, people who have been affected real close.
Yeah.
Clothing, food. We have a lot more people coming into the website. Actually, there's a little bit of information
at SantaTim.org.
SantaTim.org.
And Facebook has a page?
Facebook has a page, too. And the season is real similar to last. There's just so many people still homeless.
Right.
Still without places to live. So we're really focusing on the need.
And I want to jump into that because last year we didn't want to forget that prior to the fire— the fire impacted people who lived in houses. It affected people that were both renters and homeowners. But that during that time, we still had your other distressed groups, people in need, socially, economically struggling groups that you continued to help. And yes. We didn't want to forget about them.
No. So when the fire started, we basically rolled from the fires right into our regular program. Mm-hmm. And we didn't stop, as I mentioned, through till January 15th with people struggling. And it feels like it's just a really slow process. And we also have our regular, as you mentioned, our regular folks who need daily and with the impact of the fire. And now I literally have talked to someone recently who his mother lost her home in Paradise, and he's still struggling to get his home built in Coffee Park. So it's constantly compounded. So the struggles are many for so many people.
The struggles are many. And there's so many people that are essentially, well, let's talk about, you always had this great young lady named Lily.
Yes.
And her struggles are different than others. Her struggles, of course, being that she lost her leg.
Yeah,
two legs. And how is Lily?
Lily's good. As a matter of fact, Lily actually has moved. We had a little going away party. She moved to Texas, where she's going to be going through some surgeries there that are less impactful on her physical well-being. So they actually moved for some of her medical care. We recently were able to help a young lady who, I guess, unbeknownst to me, it's similar to a mechanical cherry picker you'd use for an engine.
Yeah.
But this is used to move a small body. Uh-huh. And so we're able to provide a battery, as small as it seems, a battery for a mother to help move her daughter around who's literally almost immobile.
And this is what I've really always appreciated about the SantaTim.org organization, which is you're infilling in the most micro of senses that, you know, the big charities, they're going to miss. There's blind spots with big charities, right, Michelle? I mean, they can only do so much. But you're actually on the streets talking to people. You just read a great letter to me about somebody that just needed some warm clothes and some basic essentials. And you use gift cards, right? So let's talk about how you use gift cards and cash donations versus just trying to collect massive amounts of used items. You actually have found it more efficient to go with the gift card route.
We have, George, and also a lot of our annual nonprofits regular nonprofits. I mean, we literally get to the point where we bring in their staff and they shop for their specific needs. So we really try to taper it down to what we can do in the individual homes and Green Acres, California Children's Services, Family Circle, and the living room.
You're like a hub. Basically, you are connected to Catholic Charities, the Living Room, other organizations, right?
Yeah, we actually were able to, we distributed this year 120 turkeys. 85 of those went out Friday.
Yeah.
We dropped 8 off. I know the gospel needed some more, and we're just there trying to do the filler.
Folks, Santa Tim runs an organization, which you can find out more if you go on Facebook. So go to Facebook.com and search Santa Tim. Can't miss the guy. He's got a great white beard and broad shoulders. This is the embodiment of Santa Claus.
Yes, and the spirit.
And
for
the
sure.
spirit, for sure. You can also go to his website, which is santatim.org. He accepts donations there, right?
Yes, we do. PayPal.
Okay.
And you can also mail checks to our address.
I've been supporting santatim.org for years now, financially, but also on the radio. Bay Equity's been supporting Santa Tim. Just a fantastic, fully vetted, great local organization that people should really be paying attention to. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to come back out. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of Santa Tim's initiatives, as well as some things that he as a contractor can give to our listeners that are wondering what to do next with the rains coming, of course. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen Tea Kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Cornell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. And with gifts for your loved ones, we are ready for the holidays. Open every day 9 to 6.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg.
Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Happy holidays.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do this show. We are on Thanksgiving Eve. I thought I was going to enlighten you guys about some great new things happening this year in the holiday season, and that's santatim.org and all the great things he's doing to help people. And, you know, look, we know there's folks in need, created a new need a year ago. Now there's the new need in paradise. Tim Oxford is a local general contractor, kind of a badass all over the place, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, You folks that listened to the show have heard him before. There he is. Say hi to the folks, Santa Tim. And essentially, we're talking today about how the season of giving is really something that is important to Santa Tim. And what he's been doing is helping people that I like to say he fills the blind spots of the big charities. And he's a great networker and connector.
Knows a lot of people, yeah, for sure.
How much money do you make every year off of this one?
How much do we raise?
No, how much money do you make?
I don't make a dime.
That's a big deal.
It's important. 100% of the funds stay here locally, and that's we really pride ourselves on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No paid positions. Everybody, you're either a volunteer or I turn you into a volunteer.
I've been called an elf before. I'm more like a communicator, though.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get you into any red tights yet, so we'll have to cross that one when we get to it.
Yeah, we will. There'll be no Facebooking of that. I promise, folks. So santatim.org is a great place to go give your money in cash. I've been seeing a lot of things. I saw a couple posts. There's the North, Firestorm page. It's got like 65,000 followers. Jeff Bodine posted something, and I thought it was a very enlightening article. And it brought me back to a year ago when I was trying to fill Tim's truck up with a bunch of clothing. And Tim, talk to us about the giving of essentials versus the sort of giving of the non-essentials.
The giving of essentials.
Clothing, overdoing it, giving people your goodwill pile versus giving cash cards.
Well, and that's important. I think we all ran into the situation last year where literally within a week – people were bombarded with the point, where are we going to put everything? Where's it going to go?
It was right across the street. The Teamsters had too much stuff.
And in the long run, what it boils down to is that fills a great short term. But in the long run, it's bills. It's the everyday expenses. It could be PG&E, gas for the car.
Hotel rooms.
A lot of our CCS programs, it's very interesting where they get great medical care. They get service. They get schooling. But that does not put food on the table.
It doesn't, no. So, and yes, it's cold out, and people need to be warm. But they're going to recover from that, and then the immediate need is satisfied for clothing. The ongoing need is going to be cash.
It is.
Yeah.
And it is the small things in those everyday expenses. So the fact we are all year round, I think that's really important to state that. Although we have a lot of programs we run during the holiday, we are available all year round to support those in our community. And we always encourage you to come into the website. We have an area where it says contact us.
Yeah.
And if you fill that billet, we are more than happy to come and support and help you in whatever way we can.
So the current needs are year round. There's no doubt about it. And if you want to donate or support Santatim, go to santatim.org. And we've been supporting him for years. My family plans to make another donation this year. Just a great, great way to help your fellow community members. So thank you for all you do. Tim Oxford runs Oxford Construction as well. And he wasn't expecting to talk about this, but I said, hey, Tim, I want to talk to my listeners a little bit more about the other side of your world, which is you're just very knowledgeable, of course, about construction. And tell our listeners about your day job, so to speak, and what you do.
Oh, my day job. Well, I change that hat often.
That's true.
General building contractor. We do consulting. Mm-hmm. We do some owner oversight. We're actually doing that up in the town of Windsor.
Okay, I know. I see you around all the time.
So I like to say we're diverse in what we do, which allows us to be flexible. And our company's out there helping. We're small. But we have a lot of great resources, and as general contractors, we're very dependent on good subcontractors for the trades we work with. And in what's going on right now, loyalty is huge, and I know those builders out there know that that's very important, and it also contributes to the quality of the work that we try to keep up with on our projects.
Are we seeing outside contractors come into this market trying to take advantage of folks, or is the business still pretty clean?
That's a great question, George. The answer to that is you do have a lot of people coming in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You have people, you've got good contractors, I say, for the most part there are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm aware of a number of people who've been taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, really sad. It gives us our locals and even the contractors that are very, very awesome in here helping people a bad name.
It does. And it's an intimidating process for someone who's never had to build a house.
Yeah.
They lost everything. Now they're required to build a house if they want to stay where they're at. And they engaged people. They probably didn't take a lot of bids. They probably took, the first couple options that came in.
they were a lot of people got to be where Georgia, it was desperate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I literally was getting calls before the fires ever finished.
Amazing.
And being said, there's a lot of people that still have no contractors available. So what I would suggest there is always, always make sure your contractor is licensed, bonded, and insured. And please get references from friends, references from other contractors you can trust. They may be busy or they may put you off for a while, but it's a real important relationship between a builder and a homeowner.
What are some of the things that people should look out for in their agreement? In other words, is there some things like time and materials that they should be concerned about, you know, cost overruns, getting away? What sort of highlights in a contract agreement between the builder and the homeowner, future or not future, but the owner of the land that wants to put a house up? What sort of things should they be looking for?
Well, you've already mentioned a few of them. What's real important is that the scope of work be defined. There's always going to be change orders. But as I mentioned, when you're working with a homeowner and a builder, it's a short-term relationship. I like to say it's one of those relationships where you don't want a divorce. There's going to be changes. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to be
flexible.
And most important is to try to resolve most of the questions up front before the contracts are signed.
Uh-huh.
Do your due diligence with your architects. Get your finishes spelled out. Try and hopefully the homeowners can stick to those items. But
yeah.
I think another big one is because of the fires, there's a lot more stringent things being codes and other items being developed.
Yeah.
And also for myself, the home I'm redoing, this home was 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
We've got new codes. We've got new upgrades, new soil conditions and requirements, which are contributing to overhead costs.
Sure.
That a lot of people either weren't insured for or having to come up with those funds is difficult.
What about liability? Workman's comp's a big issue, of course. They got to make sure they have workman's comp and that they're covering their employees, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things about workman's comp and liability is typically in our business, the owners are additionally insured. Mm-hmm. And as a building contractor, we also request that from our subcontractor. So there's a lot of different layers of, I'll say, insurance or coverage, because everybody, I'll use the term, is covering their backside at this point. So it's very important. And I always recommend, although the cost, please don't cut yourself short by hiring unlicensed, unskilled help, because that can come back to bite you, especially if there's an accident or an issue on a project.
If you're just joining us, I've got Tim Oxford. He's aka SantaTim.org. Again, go check out this great organization in our community. But he's also a local builder, contractor, consultant in the area. And he's probably seen a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're going into the rainy season. We talked about this a little bit. In general, and I'm not just talking about rebuilding efforts, in general, what happens when the rains come? What should people expect? Just severe delays all the way through, or can they can the contractor get creative on what they can work on? How do you guys usually mitigate around rain?
Well, it's here.
Yeah.
That's number one. So hopefully you've done your due diligence prior to the rain coming in.
Yeah.
And that's really preparation. It's been another very dry year, so we've really had a lot of extended building time.
Yeah.
This is our first big rain. We've had a little bit in the past that didn't affect anybody. But for building through the winter, once the rains do set in, depending on your lot, the location, accessibility, hillsides, all play a big part. And also what plays a part is the affected properties around you. They may contribute or actually inhibit problems on your own own build site.
Sure.
So it's really important to, you know your neighbors, see the conditions of their sites too.
That's good. It's good advice. So you mentioned that you should always check on their references. You should always probably get multiple bids. You should make sure that they're currently licensed and verify their bonding. Make sure that they've got their insurance up.
Absolutely.
Also make sure that you have a good plan to deal with weather. These are all really good pieces of advice. How do people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about your services as a contractor?
Well, we have a small site. It's Ox Construction. or you can come into our email, or you can actually call our offices. I would give my cell number out, but then I'd probably be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's probably true. So oxconstruction.com is probably the best place to stop.
Yeah, sure. And we're in the book. And
That big yellow book?
We're in the big yellow book.
It's gotten a lot smaller. It's not as big. It's I think now they call themselves the medium.
Well, you know, with technology these days, I don't think any of us can hide from anybody. So
we can't. So find them at oxconstruction.com. Better yet, go to sanitim.org. Support our great local organization that I love so much. And thank you for all you do in our community. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the time to, and again to George, really just to be able to say thank you. We live in a community. We've all experienced where we are just over a year later, and the generosity of the people in this community is amazing, and that's what makes it all work for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Santa Tim Oxford, we'll have you back again soon before the holidays come to a completion. I'm George Adair. We'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, happy Thanksgiving. Drive safe out there. Hug your kids and loved ones, and be good. See ya.